teeth, children's teeth in particular, seem to be facing a bit of an epidemic in that it's not much to ask for to get them to just brush their teeth regularly, twice a day. But it turns out with children, that's an insurmountable feat, because right now, according to a new Royal Children's Hospital research, 1 in 10 children have now had decayed teeth removed before the age of 9, and a third of primary school students have had at least one filling. Professor David Manton is a pediatric dentist and chair of the Oral Health Committee of the Australian Dental Association. Good morning to you, Professor.
Hi, Sammy.
So, children, how often are we seeing little children in dentist chairs?
Probably not often enough. We're trying to push that they should be having healthy child checks, not waiting until they have a problem.
So, what age should we start bringing children into the dentist at?
Okay. Our recommendation is normally within 6 months of the eruption of the first tooth. So, that's normally around 12 months of age.
Do you think that the price of going to the dentist is what's deterring this early intervention?
Yeah, it certainly, and as part of that study as well, it certainly comes up as one of the issues. And I guess that's a political issue as well, as you can take your child to the doctor to be seen and get it under Medicare, whereas if you go to the dentist, in a lot of cases, you've got to pay for it yourself. Dental benefit scheme that covers maybe 40% of the population.
Is that still around? I thought that had been phased out.
No, it's still around. Another round's come up, so that's still there. So that's $1,000 from memory over 2 years, but it's still not most of the population.
It's income tested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there the assumption on people's part, as well as on politicians' part, that since dental work is largely cosmetic, it's not as important, even when it's with someone as little as a 9-year-old child?
Oh, the 9-year-olds are old ones. My whole practice before I went back to uni was basically taking children to hospital and putting them to sleep and fixing their teeth, or taking a lot of the teeth out, and most of those were under 5.
So we're seeing kids coming in with these issues. Why is it happening? Is it, foodstuffs or drinks? What's causing this decay?
Yeah, look, basically it's food. It's sugar. Oral hygiene and fluoride in the water and fluoride in toothpaste all help, but it's about diet. The sugar in the diet, especially sucrose, feeds the bacteria in the mouth on the plaque, that white stuff you brush off. It changes that environment, so they like eating the sugar. They make acid. The acid dissolves the tooth and you get holes. So it's about diet, and so many of our processed foods have sugar in them, but it's hard to get away from a sugary diet these days.
So what are some basic things that parents can or should be doing just to guarantee good oral hygiene for their children?
Yeah, well, oral hygiene, we're pushed twice a day for decades. With children, use an appropriate toothpaste. So there are some child strength toothpastes that they use up to about 6 years of age. But if the child is at risk of decay, then you'd probably swap to an adult strength toothpaste, depending on the advice of your dentist. But the main thing with children and toothpaste is there's a reasonable amount of fluoride in it, so they need to be able to spit out. So you use a little bit of paste, like a smear of paste. You don't stick a big ice cream cone of paste on the brush.
And one bit of debate in our household, and it's almost unrelated to this, so I apologize for that, is brushing the teeth before or after breakfast.
Look, I don't think it matters. I'm an after breakfast guy. But
surely you want to get the food out.
That's my feeling, that I want to get...
You're the dentist. You are in charge here.
Yeah, look, with respect to decay, I don't think we see a difference at all. One argument is you're cleaning the plaque off, so there's nothing to eat the sugar. But we know that no one cleans perfectly. Yeah, and the next argument is, you brush after to get rid of the lumps of cornflakes from between your teeth.
That's what I'm thinking about right now.
Yeah, so look, as long as you do it twice a day, and especially before you go to bed, It's the really important one for everyone.
I feel like this question has been my greatest journalistic contribution to Australian public debate. Thank you, Professor David Manton, for answering that.
Wow, thank you. That was that's a mic drop of massive proportions. Professor David Manton is a paediatric dentist and chair of the Oral Health Committee at the Australian Dental Association.